Today's Shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is in the second volume of Mishnah Brura, Daf Lamed Hei Omud Beis. And we just started yesterday Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, which deals with the halachos of a Beis HaKnesses and the halachos of a Beis HaMedrash. And we're on the very top line in the Mechaber on Lamed Hei Omud Beis. Yesterday we discussed the funds were collected for a shul, so you have to use those funds for the item that they were designated for and collected for. However, we said the excess that's left over after you purchased what you were supposed to purchase with the funds that were collected, you could do with it whatever you wanted, which we defined as being, according to many, tzarchei tzibur, or some good positive thing, such as a dvar mitzvah. Today, however, the Mechaber continues and he says, V'im kishagavu ha-mo'oz, if when they collected the funds, at that point in time, hisnu, they made it tanai, and they said, Lasos chavtso mimos radomim, that if we want to, any money that's left over, we're collecting money to purchase the Sefer Torah. And if we happen to collect more funds than the Sefer Torah is costing, so they said we need to collect $50,000 of Sefer Torah, they collect $60,000. So then, the extra funds, afilu kanu umachru, v'chazru v'kanu kedusha, b'miktsas adomim. So then even though they purchased the Sefer Torah, then they sold it, they purchased something and they sold it. So then the extra funds after the bottom line is that they purchased what they were supposed to, so then the extra funds that are left over can be done with whatever they want as the original Tznai said. That's when they made the Tznai up front. Avolim lo hisnu, but if they didn't make the Tznai up front, they only made it, they didn't make it, lo hisnu kishagavu, they didn't make it when they collected the funds, elo kishamachru hisnu, but once they sold the item, now they're making it tonight and say, with the funds that we get, we're going to buy something else new, and any leftover funds from that, we're going to be able to use whichever way we want, then also lo read them. Then you're not allowed to do that, because now all the funds had the kedusha of the item that they purchased. So therefore, they can't now make a tanai and say after the fact, well, if we now go buy a new davar shebekdusha on that level or higher, and it doesn't cost as much, we'll take the excess funds and do with it whatever we want. That they don't have the right to do. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. Now let's look at the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Tezvav explains, Ha'el Yerabba v'Hagra, both the El Yerabba and the Vilna Gaon, mefakrukin mizeh, they do not agree with this din over here. That when you made it tonight at the beginning, and then you purchased something with it, and then you sold it, and you purchased something with it, and then you sold it, that any extra funds that you have left over after you have purchased the item of Kedusha that you said you would are able to be done with whatever you want, the El Yerab and the Vilna Gaon disagree with that. They say, the Efsha Shekivan Sheachakach Konustam Mikol Adam, because they say, whatever you purchased with those money, those funds that you collected, those funds now have purchased this item Shebekdusha. And now if you go and sell it, Chalya HaKedusha B'chol HaKniya, the entire item had kedusha to it, so any funds that you get for selling that item now have that level of kedusha. And now, if you're going to sell it and purchase something else with that money, any leftover funds still have the kedusha of the original item that you purchased and can't be used for whatever you want, even with a tanai. Sivkan Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, and certainly in lo hisnu, if they didn't make it tanai, then you're not allowed to do that. Hatam, the reasoning is, da'oski shekanu, because when they purchased it in this situation, chol hakdusha kol mashekanu, the funds that they gathered, they just spent $50,000 on the Sefer Torah, so the entire $50,000 is infused in this Sefer Torah. If they now go sell the Sefer Torah, all of those funds had the kedusha of the Sefer Torah. And therefore, making it tanai after the fact now will not do any good. The issue footnote number 20 brings down. For example, if you have all the adornments that you put on the Sefer Torah that were stolen and the tzibor received in money from them from the insurance company in replacement for the gold and silver jewelry that was on the Sefer Torah. So Dain Weiss, Zatzal, in the Shelos HaTshuvos Minchas Chitzuk writes, Shem lo hisnu mitchila, shelo tochol kedush al hamos, if they didn't make a tanai up front, saying that if we ever get these things stolen, we get insurance money, then we can do whatever we want with the insurance money. So he says, the kedusha that was on those items, the kesef and the rimonim, on the adornments, that's called tashmishe kedusha, has a certain kedusha to it, and the insurance money that went to take the place, so to say, of those adornments has now the same status as the original item and can't be used to purchase anything other than the same level of kedusha or higher. However, you have the opinion of the Haritzvi, who writes, Le'inyan tzibur sheshalu mitzibur acher. He says, for example, if one tzibur borrows from another tzibur adornments for their Sefer Torah, the Kelei Kesef and the Rimonim, all the different adornments that you put on a Sefer Torah, in order that their Sefer Torah should have those adornments, the Kavod HaTorah, and they borrow them from another community, and then they were never stolen. So he says, when they pay back the other community money to pay up for the stolen kesef and rimonim that were stolen from them. So this original community that had lent them those items is allowed to take that money and do with it whatever they want. They can use it for anything that the shul needs or the Beis Medrash needs, because this is considered panim chadoshos. This is new money. It's not a replacement, so to say, of the kli kesef and the rimonim that were on the Sefer Torah, but this is considered panim chadoshos ba'al lekan. It's totally new, and therefore they can do with it whatever they want, because this money doesn't have intrinsic kedusha to it. However, he does conclude that midrabanan kedusha is chal on this money, and therefore he says that the gabbai over here who's in charge should have a discussion with the executive board, the Shiva Tuva Yair, who are in control over here, and they could then deconsecrate those funds if they wish to do so, but not automatically that they are deconsecrated. He then says, "L'inyan base bayis shehukdash ayidei bal of the base of Knesset." If somebody donated their house to be the shul, and then Nebuch, the house burns down, and the insurance pays money for that, so it goes back to that individual person. So the Marsham says, "Einu chayv livnos base Knesset acher mikaspe habituach." The person who had lent the shul the house, he gave his house to be the shul, and it burned down, he gets to keep the insurance money. He doesn't have to rebuild the Beis HaKnesses if he doesn't want to, because the Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses went away with the destruction of the Beis HaKnesses, and the insurance funds that came in are considered something totally different. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah v'imkanu b'domim elu, shagavu eitzim v'avonim." And if the gabbai over here was collecting the money, bought with the money, eitzim v'avonim, wood and stones, whatever kedusha that money had, the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, for example, the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, so that kedusha is deconsecrated onto the Eitzim and the Avonim, for Osul Shanosan, and then you wouldn't be allowed to use these Eitzim and Avonim for anything else. Rak le kedusha chamura. You could sell them for a higher level of kedusha, but otherwise you have to use them to purchase to be built into the shul as Eitzim v'Avonim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin writes, this is according to the Magen Avram, who said earlier in Sivkot Yud Gimel, also l'lavosan v'litin acherim tachtum, that you're not allowed to switch around over here. Even the money that you collect, you can't switch it with other money. So certainly when you purchase these Eitzim and Avonim, so the Kedusha goes right on to those Eitzim and Avonim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Ches writes, v'asul l'shanosan, you're not allowed to change it around, unless you, of course, use it for a higher level Kedusha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'afal gav demukach l'kamei b'siv ches, even though we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir in siv ches, tafilu im b'no l'shem b'es ha'knesses, bo'inan davko shispalu bo, that if we said over there, that if you purchase it for the usage for a b'es ha'knesses, and you build it into the b'es ha'knesses, it's only if you daven in that place does it have the Kedusha. Avo kozman shalo ispalu bo, yichol l'shanosu, but as long as people haven't davened in it yet, they could take it out and use it for something else, because the hazmonu lav milsehi. Because we have this principle that just designating something to be used for something doesn't mean that it has Kedusha to it yet. So therefore, how come over here that we say that once you purchase the sticks and the stones that you can't change the Kedusha around? So he explains, that's because in that situation, the Beis HaKnesses wasn't used with money that they collected specifically for Beis HaKnesses. They collected money, and then afterwards they decided, what should we do with this money that we collected to improve the community? Let's go build a new shul. So in that situation, the money wasn't originally collected for a shul. Oh, shekol echor evi eitz ovi avnu abonu beis haknesses. Or alternatively, people just brought the construction material, and they brought wood and they brought stones, and they said, hey, now we can have enough stones and wood to build the beis haknesses. So in that situation, it doesn't have the intrinsic kedusha. However, but if they collected funds specifically for the purpose of building a Beis HaKnesses, so then vaday, then you definitely, the osur l'shanosu, you're not allowed to change it and use it for something else. Even though they haven't davened there yet. Even though we say, in this situation, it was purchased specifically for that usage, and it can only be used for that usage. And therefore, if there still is left over here money, or sticks and stones, they also can't be used for anything else, as the Mechaber and the Ramah both said. And the reasoning is, Vatam, Yeshomim Mishum Dekvar Boli Deha Gabbai, because it's coming to the hands of the Gabbai, so it already has that intrinsic Kedusha. However, Vamogin Avram Kosavatam, he gives a different reason. He says, the Kivan Shenigbu Amos Bibnei Yir Litzorok Beis HaKnesses, since the funds were collected for the purposes of the shul, Yesh Bizoyin Achar Kach, Imishanu Lo Radas Kedusha. So there would be a Bizoyin over here, a degradation over here, if they were to use those same funds for a lower Kedusha level purpose. And therefore, you shouldn't use it for anything other than for the shul. The issue footnote number 21 brings down, In a situation where money was collected stam, and they built the shul from these stam funds. So the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot Mem Vav adds, they at any point in time can change their minds. Because this doesn't have the status of a neder, as opposed to an individual who does this, it would have the status of a neder, and he can't change it around. But the tzibur over here, they just collected all of this money, so it doesn't have the status of a neder, and they can change their mind. The Ramah continues and he writes, "Vim heviu eitzim v'avonim l'tzorach binyan beis haknesses." But if they brought sticks or stones for the sole purpose of building a shul, so im bo liyad gabai, if it came into the hands of the gabai, as we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berura, then also l'shanosan rak l'kedusha chamur, then they're not allowed to change it. They could, of course, use it for a higher level of kedusha, but they're not allowed to change it and use it for a lower level of kedusha. The Mishnah Berura in Sifkot Yutes explains, Lefi Perisha Magen Avraham, according to the Magen Avraham that we just learned, the Myri Kanshalo Holchu Lekabitz Osom Ibn Eir, you weren't going around collecting this from the people in the city. Dezer Logri Migavu Mos, because it certainly should be worse than if they collected actual money. Elishinimtsu Rabim Shinizdav Meatzman Vivu. We're talking here about when people stam just brought building materials. Daz Mutal Shanosum Kodim Shaboli De Agabai. Then they are allowed to change it and use it for something else before it gets into the hands of the treasurer. However, he says, look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Ein Nishanim, which is found on the previous page, for a long arichus on this subject, Ayin Sham. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf writes, if it reached the hand of the Gabai, then it is Osir, because it's considered as if it's collected. Osir L'shanosan. Abol Ayidei Shiva Tuve Yair, but if the town leadership, if the executive committee of the shul, what's called the Zayin Tuve Yair, the seven people in charge of the city, B'mai Menan Shayir, they do this in the presence of the people of the city. In other words, they do this with the authority of the people of the city. Shari, they would be allowed to change it around. Kemosha Kosov Siv Zayin, as we'll learn in Mirtzah Hashem in tomorrow's shir. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'kodim Shaboli De Gabai, before these things come into the Gabai's possession, people bring sticks and stones, and they're just gathering, and they haven't yet gone officially into the shul's pockets, so then Mutal L'shanos, and then you certainly are allowed to go and use it for some other purpose. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph explains, Pirush, L'lavosan, to lend them out for some other purpose, V'losei Sacherim Tachteim, and then when they get paid back, they'll use the new sticks and stones to go purchase or build the shul rather than the original sticks and stones. The Hu Adin, the same thing applies. Keshehis Nadvu Mos Lebeis HaKnesses. When people give money to the shul, Nami Dina Hachi, the same rule applies that you don't have to literally use the same funds, but you could give those funds out to somebody else, and then when they return the funds, you use the new funds that you get back, same amount of money, but the new funds, the new actual bills, to go and purchase the things for the shul. The issue footnote number 23 brings down that we've already learned Ladas HaTaz, that we brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel, and the Bir Halacha there discussed this as well. Gam kishikvar bo amosli de agabai mutal lavosan l'seis acheros tachtein. That this is true even if it came into the hands of the gabai. He paskin over there that you're allowed to give those specific funds out as long as you get additional funds to replace them from that person, that would be fine. However, the Taz questions over here, and he says, according to this, there's no difference between whether it came into the hands of the gabai or didn't come into the hands of the gabai. So what exactly is being said over here that there's a difference between the two situations? Ayin Sham. The Ramah concludes, and he writes, Avol mikol makom lo yuchal lachzor bo. The individuals who donated this, they certainly don't have a right to take it back. The Gizbar can use it for other purposes if they want, but the person who donated it is not allowed to go take it back. Why is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Chabez, brings down, Lo yuchal lachzor bo, the heavy neder, because this person is as if he made a neder already, and therefore once you make a neder, you're not allowed to go back on it. The Halacha Berurah adds one or two points over here that are kedai for us to learn. So he says, whenever you're dealing over here with the Shiva Tuva Yair, B'mayim Anshayir that we just spoke about, if you're doing it with the executive committee of the shul, with the understanding that they have the authority to, so to say, act on behalf of the shul, so we said, Rashayim Afilu Lohotzi Amos L'chulin, then they could take those funds and even use them for chulin purposes. And certainly they could use it to purchase something with a lower level of Kedusha. However, he says, Mikomokum L'chatchila Lo Yasuchein. He says they shouldn't use this for non-consecrated purposes, even when they have permission to do so, as the Sayin Tuve Yair, the Mamet Ein Shayir. It's not proper to do so. Must be, I assume, under extenuating circumstances, you'd be allowed to do this only. And then he says, furthermore, B'chol Inyan, Rashayim Lahotzi Amos L'tzorach Mitzvahs Pidyon Shvuyim. One thing you definitely can do with this is to use it to go redeem captives, Rachmana Litzlan. And this would be permissible even if it wasn't done through the executive committee, it wasn't done through the Zayin Tuv Ya'ir, the Maimed An She'ir. That's always a permissible thing to do. We had already spoken about this the other day. You could technically even sell an existing shul that's being used, albeit that's not the custom, for the great mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Finally, Dear Shufuta number 22 brings down that we've already discussed when the people give their money to the Gabbai, and the Gabbai wishes to lend that money to somebody else on a temporary basis, and that person will repay with different money, the same total amount of money, but different money. So we already brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham, She'ein Lasos Kein, that one shouldn't do this. And the reasoning behind this is because when people donated literally that bill, they want that bill to be used for the purposes of the shul. Those mos dafka, they want it to be used for the mitzvah, and not that somebody else should go and have that money, and then somebody else will give money that will be used directly to go purchase the things for the shul. That will conclude today's shiur.